So what time do you try to wake up in the morning? Everybody knows that you should. Early bird catches the worm. It should be a nice early start. Get up and at 'em during the day. But getting up early in the morning is not as easy as it sounds for a lot of people. Here to talk to us about becoming a morning person, I have Jo Hemmings, who's a behavioural psychologist. Hello, Jo.
Hi.
So how many of us are morning people and how many of us are night owls?
Most of us would admit to being night owls rather than morning people. It actually varies to do with age. So the younger amongst us, 18s to 24s, 64% say they struggle in the morning. That drops a bit to 57% of 25 to 34s and then continues. So you get sort of 37% of the over 55s who say they are morning people. Basically, people struggle, but we have to get up in the morning, whether it's, you know, college, school, work, mm-hmm. whatever. So this research that was done with Mama cereals was to find, I suppose, the most painless way of making yourself a morning person if you don't naturally aren't naturally inclined to be that way.
How can we do that?
Okay, so exercise, a little bit of exercise, whether that's a quickie with your partner or just general exercise.
Oh my God, that would get you up in the morning, wouldn't it? Literally.
It would. Rise and shine. So that boosts your immune system, releases oxytocin, makes you feel more relaxed. You know, putting your alarm on to something which is a feel-good piece of music, your favourite bit of music, and sort of changing that quite regularly. So that kind of gets you awake. Obviously, breakfast cereals, particularly something like Moma, which is an oat-based breakfast cereal. A lot of us don't fancy breakfast in the morning, but it does. It's got a double-edged energy release to it. It gives you instant energy and gives you that sort of slow-release energy because it's oats. Things like sleeping on the left-hand side of the bed have been shown to make it easier to get up in the morning.
Really? So yeah. Is that left-hand side as if you're lying in the bed or looking at the bed from the
bottom? I think it's as you're looking at it.
Oh, no, I sleep on the other side.
Don't panic. There isn't actually that much of a healthy scientific reason. I kept trying to look into this. Why is that? And the only thing people come up with was usually the left-hand side of the bed is closer to the door and further away from the window. But then that's not always. Don't worry about that. What about wearing something yellow in bed or something yellow,
oh.
A yellow mug to drink your coffee out of, yellow towel. That's the colour of sunshine. It's colour, a feel-good colour.
This is a great list of things. So something yellow, sleep on the left-hand side of the bed,
yep.
And possibly have a bit of nookie in the morning.
A bit of nookie in the morning. You know, you're liking that one.
I do,
that.
Yeah.
It's going to start morning off
next
well.
Time there's a horrible Monday morning, that's my
yeah.
first suggestion.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a good way to start the day. I mean, other things are things like an ice cold shower. If you can't bear that.
Did you just say a nice cold shower?
No, I said, well, it does sound like a nice, doesn't it? An ice cold shower. Ooh. Possibly not that nice for some people,
no.
But kind of does the trick. Even funny things like if you tug at your hair, it gets the blood rushing to the head.
Really?
So, yeah.
I'm just trying that now.
Oh,
I do feel a bit more awake.
See? I know. It's a funny little trick that kind of, obviously if you haven't got any hair, it's very short. You spend
yeah,
a lot of time
struggle.
Struggling. The worst thing you can do actually is press the snooze button over and over again because that
But it feels
equals,
so good.
I know it does. Of course. But that makes you more groggy. That's the problem. Those little moments when you nod back to sleep before it goes off again are when you kind of feel, I think, irritable and groggy. So snooze button's a bad idea.
Okay. Right, let's say goodbye to the snooze button then, and we'll try and be more sprightly, happy people in the mornings. Jo Hemmings, thank you very much for talking to us. You're a behavioural psychologist, and I feel like you've probably done a lot of productive goodness to our morning behaviour.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day, and enjoy the next morning that you have.
Thank you very much.